We come to perhaps the most difficult one for us who go to church, and that is the conduct, our conduct in the church. And as I was before the Lord reviewing where we're at, I asked him, how do I encapsulate the whole of the New Testament in a sentence? And I got the answer right away. The servant is not greater than his master. In everything, Jesus is our model. He didn't come just so that we would admire how wonderful he was, and he is. He came to show us what he wanted us to become as we followed him. So the first requirement is that we actually decide we are going to follow him. Of course, I hear you say it goes without saying. Beloved, he went to the cross. If you're following him, that's where he will be going. We're going this way. It's a one-way ticket and you're not coming back. He is. Everything you understood about me is going to be put to the test when you allow your crucifixion with me to become a reality. Are you still sure you want to follow him? I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Paul again. One life to be lived now, his through you. Two things can't occupy the same space. Leaders and sheep alike must go this way or they're going their own way. Leaders who do not submit to the cross in their own lives will not be fit to lead the sheep. They'll lead them the way of Cain, the way of the flesh, not the spirit. No condemnation, Jesus doesn't do that, but you won't go higher, you'll go round and round. Life in the spirit is about altitude as well as attitude, destiny and purpose, fullness, not measure. If you are a leader or aspire to lead, you will find yourself in the steps of the Master, carrying that cross on which you are going to die sooner rather than later. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Lovely words. Paul again. God is calling a number on us, beloved. It's time to put our money where our mouth is and really follow. Here, with a view to obeying, submit, get in rank without arguing, grumbling or complaining, and become like the Master who made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Philippians 2, I think. So, leaders are first of all servants. Mark 10, 42 to 45. Leadership is not lordship. It's laying down your life for others, just as he did. A leader is someone who goes before to prepare the way so others may follow. And they're the watchdogs of the flock, making sure that sheep are not attacked by the wolves. But they're part of the flock themselves too, and they're doubly accountable for their own life and walk and for the way in which they oversee the flock of God. Yes, the flock of God is not your church, leader. It belongs to him. You are stewarding, not owning this flock. Big difference. Guard against that desire to take ownership. And sheep, you've got a responsibility here too, to make the job of those God has appointed and anointed over you easy, not difficult. Hebrews 13, 17, submit to those who have the rule over you. And the word here is hupeko. It's the only time it's used in the New Testament, and it means to yield, retire, withdraw, give up your opposition, submit to your spiritual guides. It's a position of safety for the sheep. Leaders, keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Don't make it difficult for them. Obey them so their work will be a joy, not a burden. Cuts both ways, doesn't it? For leaders, the way up is down. The higher you go, the greater the servant you become. It's not about position or power. Jesus was recognized as a son, but describes himself as a servant and us as friends if we obey him. Leaders, be submissive to God. Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh for position, possession and power over those who've been entrusted to you. Sheep, obey those who have the rule over you. Result, harmony. Returning to the Word of God could bring about a paradigm shift in the way we've organised ourselves in the body of Christ. It's all good though, all good. Doing it His way, according to the Maker's instructions, will bring about what the Maker intended, a people of power, a pure, spotless bride, ready to reign and rule with Him for eternity. It's worth a few mid-course corrections along the way, don't you think? Of course you do. Good and faithful servants all. That's the end of this little series. I'm off now to seek Him about what He wants to do next. Be blessed, my darlings, and keep tuned in. God bless you.